knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and history's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. History's company too.
Down
at our rendezvous,
three is company two.
Down at our rendezvous,
down at our rendezvous, three is company two.
Boy, Jack, I sure am glad to be home. Shh, it's late. You'll wake up Cindy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, good night. I'm going to bed.
Wait, Janet!
What, honey?
Wait a minute. Aren't you going to thank me for taking you to the movies?
I paid.
Yeah, but I carried the popcorn.
And then you ate it all.
Well, I couldn't help it. That steamy love scene made me hungry. All that kissing and heavy breathing.
What love scene? We saw a murder mystery.
I'm talking about the couple sitting in front of us.
Oh, Jack, please stop fooling around. That movie really gave me the creeps.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, Janet, did the mail ever come today?
Yes, but your check didn't come. All we got was a phone bill. It's right over there by the phone. Hey, Jack, don't forget to put that ice cream in the freezer. It'll melt. Good night.
Good night.
Hey, Jack, come here quick.
Shh, you'll wake up Cindy.
No, I won't. She's not here.
You mean we're all alone? Just the two of us? Hurt me.
Oh. Oh. I mean she's not in her bed, Jack. It hasn't been slept in. It's still made.
Not to worry. She probably just went out.
Yeah, but Cindy would have left us a note, Jack. Cindy's like that. She would leave a note. Look, there's no note. There's no note.
Janet, will you take it easy? Cindy's a big girl. She can take care of herself.
Which is more than I could say for you.
When will you girls learn to stop leaving your things lying around? I almost broke my neck on your heel.
That's not my heel.
Well, it's not mine.
Well, then it must be Cindy's. Oh, my God. Do you know what this means, Jack?
Yeah, wherever Cindy is, she's probably walking around with one leg shorter than the other.
How can you possibly joke at a time like this when Cindy's been kidnapped?
Pardon me?
Don't you see? Oh, men are so dumb. This heel was broken off of Cindy's shoe when she was struggling with an intruder who broke in here and kidnapped her.
Janet, I think your brain has been kidnapped. No, what probably happened was Cindy wanted some warm milk to help her sleep. We don't have any milk, so she went to the store to buy some. That's probably her now.
Do you kids know what time it is?
12:45. Thank you. <12:46.
This is no laughing matter. This is the second time tonight you woke me up with your noise, and I'm not going to tell you again.
Good.
Get in here! Mr. Furley, what do you mean the second time? When was the first time?
A couple hours ago.
Well, we were at the movies a couple hours ago.
Well, somebody was up here making a heck of a racket like they were jumping up and down. Woke me up out of a sound sleep.
Well, that must have been Cindy.
Well, she could have at least shown me the courtesy of opening the door when I came up to complain.
Well, maybe she'd already gone out by the time he got up here.
Oh, yeah, or maybe someone had their hand clamped over her mouth so she couldn't call out for help before he gagged her and dragged her off to God knows where.
What are you talking about? What's she talking about?
She's still thinking about that murder we saw tonight.
Murder? What murder?
In the movies. A movie murder. In the film. Movies.
Mr. Furley, Cindy is gone.
Where'd she go?
I don't know. She's not in her room. She's not in her bed.
Oh, maybe she went down to the Regal Beagle.
Of course. That's it. The Regal Beagle. That's where. Yep. Yeah. And tonight is their annual Adam and Eve night.
Adam and Eve?
Yeah, oh, well, every guy there gets paired off with a girl, and they go off and raise a little Cain.
You mean if they're able?
Cain and Abel?
Yeah, I got Cain.
Cain and Abel. Right.
Oh, darn it. The line's busy.
Well, I suppose I could mosey on down to the Big O and check it out for you.
Who knows? Maybe I'll get lucky.
And find Cindy.
Hmm? Oh, yeah, and that too.
And you call us the minute you get down there.
Okay.
Oh, Jack. What are we going to do?
Janet, you know the first thing that you ought to do?
What?
Stop pacing. It's making me nervous.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jack.
It's all right.
What's taking him so long?
Who?
Mr. Furley.
Janet, the man has only been gone 10 seconds. Would you cool?
Thank God, Cindy. Oh, it's just you.
Janet, you're never going to get a job with the welcome wagon.
Don't pay any attention to her. It's nervous time over here. Cindy is missing.
Yeah, Furley just told me. What's the story?
An empty bed, a broken heel, no note, people jumping up and down, and nobody answering that door.
You get the picture?
Yeah, but it's a little out of focus.
Do you want to help us or not?
All right, calm down, Janet. Look, maybe she just took a walk along the beach.
Of course, you know how much Cindy likes to walk along the beach. Thanks,
yeah.
Larry.
Yeah, of course, it is a little silly walking along the beach this time of night.
Oh, Larry, it's
good. No, I mean, it is, you know, high tide. I heard the waves are over 10 feet high. You could be swept out to sea.
Thanks for stopping by. You must be tired.
You know something else? There's no moon.
Terribly dark out there. Paradise for muggers. They creep up on you.
I don't want to hear anymore.
Larry, I don't know how we'd get by without you.
In that case, I'd better stay.
Oh, good.
So, how's business?
Oh, it's slow. Nobody's tried to pick me up or take me home with them. I don't know. Maybe it's this dress.
No, you look great. Hey, you are the best-looking undercover cop on the vice squad.
Say, do you think it's too late to still get something to eat?
I'll go to the kitchen and check. I'll be right back.
Hi.
Hi. You looking for someone?
Yeah, I'm looking for a girl.
Oh, that's interesting. Any special kind of girl?
As a matter of fact, yes, I am. A blonde. About your size. Nice complexion. Pretty blue eyes. Well, what I mean is...
a tall blonde with blue eyes, huh?
Yeah, you think you can help me?
Maybe.
Oh, gee, that'd be great. I'd be ever so grateful.
How grateful?
Huh?
Well, I'm a working girl, and time is money.
Money is no object. Here. That was $3 sounding.
Must be the dress. Either that or you're the cheapest John I've ever busted.
Busted?
You're under arrest for solicitation.
You mean you're...
Come on.
Damn it!
Well, any luck?
Nah, the line at the Beagle's still busy.
Why doesn't Mr. Furley call us?
Don't worry, Janet. Mr. Furley will find Cindy, okay?
Well, who's going to find Mr. Furley?
All right, cool. Look, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'll go down to the Beagle and see what's taking him so long, all right?
Larry, huh? Listen, pal, I don't know how long I can keep Janet from going completely bananas, so call us in 10 minutes, whether you find him or not.
Okay, no problem. But...
thanks, man.
Boy, Jack, this is really turning into a nightmare. I mean, first we come home and we find Cindy missing. Then Mr. Furley goes out to find her and he never comes back. I don't know about you, but I think it's pretty strange the way people are disappearing around here. Don't you think so, Jack? Jack? Ah! Oh, Jack!
Oh, don't you
you ever do that again.
I won't, I won't. What did I do?
There's only one thing left for us to do, Jack. We have got to call the police.
No, Janet, we're not calling the police. Now, you sit down here and calm yourself.
I can't.
Look, Janet, we've got to do something that will take our minds off Cindy. Okay?
Okay. Let's straighten up the room.
Straighten up the room? No, it's Cindy's turn. That's a good idea. Let's straighten up the room.
Okay. I'll do the couch.
All right.
Okay.
Janet?
Mm-hmm?
Please tell me you started smoking cigars.
And I don't smoke cigars, Jack.
That's what I was afraid of, Janet.
A cigar-smoking stranger broke into the apartment.
And wrestled poor Cindy to the floor.
Breaking the heel off her shoe.
Before he carried her screaming off into the night. Call the police! Hello, police? Yes, I'd like to report a missing person. Her name is Cindy Snow, and she's only been gone a few hours, but... I don't know exactly. No, she's older than that. What? Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, yeah, bye.
What did they say?
Well, they said they don't consider a person missing until they've been gone 24 hours, unless they're 11 years old or younger.
You dummy! Why didn't you lie about her age?
Hey, Mike.
Oh, sorry, Larry. We're closed.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm looking for Mr. Furley.
Furley? He hasn't been in tonight.
Are you sure?
Yeah, positive. The way he dresses, I couldn't miss him.
That's odd. How about Cindy?
Oh, I know she hasn't been in because I saw her on my dinner break.
You did? Where? When?
Oh, a couple hours ago. She was getting into some guy's car.
Whose?
I don't know. Some older guy.
Oh, what did he look like?
Ah, well, he was a big guy. He had grayish hair, and I think he was wearing a hearing aid, yeah.
A hearing aid?
Yeah. Hey, you know, I think she was upset about something because she was crying when she got in the car.
Oh, no, I gotta call Jack. Let me use your phone.
Oh, sorry, it's out of order. You have to use the phone booth outside.
Right. Ah, you're not gonna believe this.
There's a dime.
Put this on my bill, okay?
Hello, Jack, it's me, Larry. Listen, something fishy is going on here. Furley never showed up at the Beagle. And Mike said he saw Cindy being thrown into the car by some big, mean-looking, gray-haired guy with a hearing aid. And that's not the worst of it. She was crying. Huh? Jack, I can't hear you. Can you hear me? I don't know. Must be a bad connection or something. Look, I'll call you right back.
Larry, call back.
What's the matter, Jack?
Larry said Furley never made it to the Regal Beagle.
No, now he's missing, too.
And Mike saw Cindy being thrown into a car by a tough-looking, gray-haired creep with a hearing aid.
I told you she was kidnapped. Did he say anything else?
No, the line went dead.
Oh, my God, they've got Larry, too.
I'm calling the police.
No, you can't call the police. They said you had to wait 24 hours.
That's only if the person is missing. No, wait. Hello, police? I'd like to report a burglary. Yes, somebody stole my roommate, my landlord, and my neighbor. Hello? Hello? They hung up on me. I'm going to search for Cindy my own self.
No, you're not. Whenever anyone leaves this apartment, they don't come back.
On second thought, maybe I better stay with you, all right? We'll just sit here and wait for someone to call.
Okay. Poor little Cindy. Kidnapped by a sex maniac with a hearing aid.
Yeah. Even if she says yes, he won't hear it.
night, isn't it?
For what? Vandalism? All right, now, come on, get out of here.
Morning. We must have fallen asleep.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning. We must have fallen asleep. Did the phone ring? No, we would have heard it if she called.
When you're
no problem.
To
all right.
To hear a
are we awake?
Rings.
We're awake. Just calm down, please, Janet. There's a problem. We'll just calm down.
Okay, we'll just. I had this dream about Cindy, Jack. I dreamt how much fun it was having her around here.
Janet, don't worry. Calm down. She'll be back. She'll be back.
I was just starting to get used to her. You know that cute little way she's got of bumping into things and knocking them over? Especially you.
You know, in a way, I sort of feel sorry for the guy who kidnapped her. I mean, in a way. Not, I mean, there's a...
What's this?
It's a matchbook.
I know what it is, Jack, but where did that come from?
The Blue Lanai Motel. So what? Matches? The cigar? Janet, whoever was here is staying at the Blue Lanai Motel.
And Cindy's probably with him.
We gotta go down there right now.
Right.
Janet, bring a picture of Cindy.
Okay.
Let's go. Janet, I'll handle this. Leave it to me.
Okay. Good morning.
Yes, hello.
I suppose you want a room?
Pardon me?
No luggage?
Luggage?
Oh, I can't rent you a room without luggage. There's a respectable motel here.
Just a minute.
Okay. I'll rent you luggage. $5 a bag. Will that be cash or your credit card?
You don't understand. We don't want a room.
No. We want to find someone. It's this girl right here. Have you seen her?
Maybe.
What do you mean, maybe? Either you have or you haven't.
Mister, I'm like a payphone. If you want to get the dial tone, you got to put in a dime.
Well, I don't have any money.
Gadzooks. There's $5.
Yeah, I've seen this girl.
Yeah. Well, who's she with?
Hey, buddy, that's a long-distance phone call.
Janet?
She was with a guy about 50, gray hair, wearing a hearing aid.
I knew it. What did I tell you? What room are they in?
Good morning, Daddy. Good morning, Daddy.
Good morning, darling. Did you sleep well?
Well, but not long.
That was my fault for keeping you up most of the night talking.
But I loved every minute of it, Daddy. I only wish you were staying longer than one day.
Oh, so do I, but you know the life of a salesman. One town one day, another town the next.
I know, Daddy.
Which reminds me, I've got to set up my samples. I've got some customers coming over.
Oh, well, I'll go shower.
Okay, honey. Who is it?
Room service. Breakfast is ready.
I didn't call room service.
Well, it's compliments of the management.
What's going on here?
All right, all right. Where is she?
What?
Oh, you know who I mean. Where's Cindy? We know she's here.
What?
Don't play dumb with me. We know you've got her.
My hearing aid. I can't hear without my hearing aid.
Where is Cindy? We want her now.
Janet! Jack! Come on. Let's make a run for it.
Hey, Jack, what are you doing to my father?
Don't thank me now. Just make
your father.
It was a huge misunderstanding. Look at this. I broke your hearing aid. Testing.
Daddy, these are my roommates.
Hello.
Jack, you better start explaining.
Cindy, it was a terrible misunderstanding. We thought you had been kidnapped.
Kidnapped? Why?
Well, there were all these clues around.
What clues?
Well, your broken heel, for one.
Well, my father dropped by unexpectedly, and I was so excited that I started jumping up and down.
And that's when she broke her heel.
Yeah.
What?
Of course, Janet. How else would she break her heel?
I don't get it.
Elementary, my dear Janet. That must have been the noise that woke up Furley.
How come you didn't answer the door when Mr. Furley came up?
Janet, use your head. They had already left the apartment by the time he got upstairs.
But we heard that you were crying when you got in the car.
Janet, 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 wake up and smell the coffee.
The girl hadn't seen her father in months. Those were tears of joy.
No, they weren't. My father told me that Wilbur was really sick.
Or tears of sadness. That was my second choice. Who's Wilbur?
My basset hound. I've had him since I was 10.
Cindy, we're sorry.
And by then it was very late, and since there were two beds here, I asked Cindy to stay over. It's as simple as that.
And so I did.
Well, I tried to get Janet to believe something like that, but would she listen? No.
Can I ask you guys one question?
Yes.
Sure.
Why didn't you guys read the note that I left?
There wasn't any note, Cindy.
Yes, there was. I left it right on the table by the phone.
Oh, come on, Cindy. There was no note. The only thing on that table was the phone bill. I got it right here in my hip pocket. See?
See?
Isn't that silly? Excuse me, I've got to be moseying along.
Just a minute, Jack. Do you mean that you have had that note in your pocket this whole night?
And you never even bothered to read it?
It was a mistake.
Wait, a mistake.
Mr. Snow, can you help me out here?
Sorry, can't hear you.
Then I won't say goodbye.
See you later, Cindy.
Just get off my back.
Boy, I can't believe you could do anything so stupid.
Janet, you were the one who started it. Enough's enough, though. I want to go to bed. Is that all right?
Oh, we'll just Jack, sleep have you ever...
Dad, Janet, did you find Cindy?
Oh, yeah, Mr. Furley, and it was all a big misunderstanding. She is with her father.
Oh, good. I was really worried about her.
We were worried about you. What happened?
Yeah.
To me? Actually, I met this lady and, she kind of smiled at me, and, well, one thing led to another, and matter of fact, I spent the night at her place.
Mr. Furley, you darling.
Hey, you guys, did you find Cindy?
Yes, Larry, she's with her father.
I gotta go. Wait, wait, hold it. Did you tell him about last night?
How'd you know about last night?
I was with him.
With the same girl?
No, in the same police station. He was picked up for solicitation.
Soliciting? Mr. Furley,
what? You... Who are you gonna believe? Me or a used car salesman?
Bye-bye, girls. I'm going.
No. Wait a minute, Jack. Wait. Here. You haven't signed out yet.
Signed out? Signed out?
Yes, it's a new house rule, Jack. From now on, whenever any one of us leaves, we write down where we're going.
You've got to be kidding.
No, that way we won't have any more of these terrible mysteries.
Well, look, Janet, I'm not signing out. I am an adult, and where I'm going is my own business.
Jack.
You understand? Why don't you take it?
Janet and I like the idea, Jack. So you're outvoted. Now write down where you're going.
Here.
Okay.
Okay.
There you go.
Thank you, Janet. Bye.
Bye.
Have a good time.
So where is he going?
I am going crazy living with you two girls.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.